Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Beautiful day in Western New York. Thanks for spending it with us. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Post-schedule release letdown blues today. I said yesterday, while I'm eager for it, I'll take it as soon as I can get it. I kind of feel like it should be on a Friday because it's the culmination of something. It should be the end of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Today is not even Friday.
No.
Oh, this is gonna be a long one.
Tomorrow's gonna suck.
Tomorrow is just no schedule, no draft, no nothing. Just hockey.
Golf.
Alex Gold with us now. Yes, golf. On the Wester Hotline, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Alex, how have you been?
Good, guys. Good. It's been a little bit since we chatted. I was just hoping you guys are already getting ready for your future movie roles and Hallmark movies as well. And if you guys want any advice on how to walk down a sidewalk in the background of a Hallmark movie, I'm glad to talk about that at some point, too.
Wow, I'm envious. I did. We got asked about it, and I auditioned.
You made the effort.
I made the effort. I'm not at liberty to say who got the part or all part, okay. But I know I didn't get it.
They take that stuff seriously, yeah. You know. I had to sign an NDA as well, but I was hoping you guys, you know, my car made it in the Chiefs one as well, so I think there were some opportunities.
Wow, you did a great job. That is the kind of thing I almost always would just dismiss and not consider, but I happened to be out with friends when I got the message about it. And I just said a lot. Oh my God! I'm being told I have an opportunity to audition for this movie. And they're like, you have to do it. And so I'm with them. And right away, I just responded like, okay, what do I need to do? And if I hadn't been with them, I probably would have just deleted the thing and never even looked at it again.
Yeah, why not? You know, it's fun. You never know when you'll ever have an opportunity for that again. So why not?
I just wouldn't want the recognition. You know, just for years from now. What did you actually do in yours?
I walked down a sidewalk, and they also needed a car parked in front of a restaurant. And they said, hey, we'll throw you a few more bucks. I said, sure. So my Mazda is sitting in an aerial shot in the movie. Yeah.
Were you playing yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I was just an extra, right? So I was walking down the sidewalk.
Yeah. You go either way on that, I guess. You could be yourself slip into some other character. All right, Alex, what's the schedule day like for you, you know, personally, professionally? We get pretty geeked for it. And, you know, it's got the Excel spreadsheet out and everything like that. NFL nerd was my best friend yesterday. I don't know. Is that your style?
So I love it as well. You know, I mean, look, obviously the NFL is king. They get us so hyped up, even though we already have known the opponents and where teams are playing for months, if not a year advance in some cases as well, or more than that, based on the NFL scheduling formula. But yeah, I love it. You know, I, I like even the slow trickle out of information starting on Monday of the rumors. I mean, there were rumors here for probably a month that they're going to be playing that game in Brazil against the Chargers. So, you know, I enjoy it as well. You know, I think the rumors on Twitter and stuff is also part of the fun, right? I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I heard you leading into the segment here, and I'm kind of with you where it's like, now, all right, we got the schedule, and it's like, okay, you know, the schedule released today is less exciting than it was just the build-up. Talking about today is not as fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It does feel like the start of the off season, if that makes any sense. I mean, I know that the off season is all this stuff is off season, but there's, you know, the next thing is what, mandatory minicamp. You know, we had some drama with Diggs a couple years ago, but that's usually a pretty low key thing. And then it's on to training camp. So yeah, I said my son is working here now on the morning show, Alex, and I got home from work last night and said, yep, now comes the march from here to camp. Like, get ready,
the slog.
Get your boots on.
Right? Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, look, we're a little fortunate here. Fortunately, the baseball team, the Royals, are actually playing good ball again, so we got a little bit of that. But from a football end, yeah, it slows down dramatically. You know, there's a, I'm sure you guys have been through it before with contract stuff. There's a player that is on a tag that they need to get a deal done with, but that stuff is going to probably really not heat up until late June and into July. So yeah, it definitely slows down.
How do you feel in terms of the Chiefs schedule, really like the first half of it? Chargers, Eagles, at the Giants, primetime, Baltimore, at Jacksonville, primetime, Detroit, Vegas, Washington, Bills through week 9. Last year, the Bills had the audacity to lose two games, all the way until like almost the end, December. And it wasn't good enough. They were always chasing Kansas City. Even after beating them in the regular season, still was never enough to catch up. This year, that schedule, Alex, for Kansas City and the Bills, who start with the Ravens and then play a half dozen teams that won about a third of their games last year, this would be a year where if the Bills are going to actually do it in the regular season anyway, get the one seed, say, you're going to want to see them, not that you are, I'm going to want to see them get out in front.
No doubt. No, it came up on our show today, not only with the Chiefs, but we were talking about this very thing, looking at Buffalo's schedule a little bit, and I'm 100% with you. I mean, this is the year for the number one seed for Buffalo. I mean, it truly, if not now, then when. That schedule, some of it's your guys' division in the East, and obviously you got the NFC South, and there's not a ton of travel involved. It is all shaping up for this kind of perfect storm for the regular season to be right there for Buffalo. And I think this go around, obviously injuries play a role. We can't predict that kind of stuff, but it seems like the Chiefs will likely be trying to hunt down the Bills in terms of the one seed as the season progresses versus, you know, towards the end of last season that obviously the Chiefs then kind of found themselves in the driver's seat after that Rams week and everything. So yeah, I mean, I look at Kansas City's first 9 games, cause their bye week is 10, and it is a stretch where 7-2, you would take in a heartbeat, I think. Even though Chiefs fans saw them win 15 games last year, I mean, I don't know anybody thinks that's going to happen again. Not with this schedule. That's crazy. I even think if you told me they were 6-3, but 2 of the 3 losses were to an NFC team, you know, they lose, let's say, to Philly or the Commanders, but you got to win against a division opponent in the Chargers and, let's say, Baltimore as far as an AFC team, I think you would take it. I mean, it is a really, really brutal first 9 to 10 weeks of the season. And then I do think the back half for the Chiefs is very favorable, assuming these teams are kind of who we think they are.
The Bills travel something like 10,000 miles this year. The Bengals are the only team with fewer. The Chiefs will travel more than half that in week 1.
Yeah.
5,300 miles to Sao Paulo.
And I get it. A lot of, you know, like if you don't play the international games, it's going to help your mileage and all that. And the Chiefs, you know, they go to Vegas, they have to, you know, typically they would go to L.A. instead. They're going to Brazil. You know, the mileage stuff is a real thing. I think for Buffalo, though, I mean, the way it shapes up, I mean, I don't know where you guys are at in the overall win-loss stuff for the first 10 weeks or so of the season for Buffalo, but I just don't know if you're Buffalo how you don't sit there and think that it's going into the Chiefs game, that it's not a 7-1 or 7-0, I'm sorry, or 6-1 start to the year.
Right. Yeah, it really does feel like an opportunity here. And like you meant, you know, Mike mentions Brazil. I was worried the Bills were going to get something. You know, Ireland, Holiday, they got really none of it. And I know that's a sign of respect. And like, you know, we want the primetime games because it means your team is great and a contender and all that. But this is as smooth a round of golf as you could be looking at here, I think, for a team that's as prominent as the Bills are.
Right, yeah, no question. And here the conversation is definitely about, you know, the Chiefs have 7 primetime games, 8 standalone games. Once again, they're on Christmas, and this go-around, they're on Thanksgiving. And, you know, that's been a huge discussion here. You know, a lot of fans are excited for it. There's also a bunch of fans that are annoyed with the fact that they keep getting these holidays after last year also getting stuck with Christmas as well. But their ownership, Clark Hunt, you know, wants to be on Christmas. He's made it a point to tell the NFL, hey, we want to become the team that plays on Christmas. I think Christmas night is a little bit easier for people with family obligations than playing in the middle of Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. You know, Thanksgiving, the Cowboys game, I think they could have put that game any portion of the season. It would have rated well. But hearing Mike North today of broadcasting VP for the NFL, it sounds like they're going all in on Thanksgiving. They think there's a chance Cowboys Chiefs, they can set the record for most watched regular season NFL game in NFL history. They even float out the idea of trying to get Taylor Swift involved with the national anthem.
I saw that, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think people are just a little annoyed with the holiday thing, even though, as you said, you know, it was not that long ago, believe it or not, you know, 10, 15 years ago, where Chiefs fans, much like I'm sure Bills fans, you were just like, man, how can we only have one primetime game? We don't have more than one. And everybody was bent out of shape about it. And now, you know, we've been spoiled.
Yeah, we went many years here, Alex, where we just got like the obligatory Thursday night game that like, you know, that everybody got, like the bad teams got. And like that was it. So, yeah, I mean, you got to live with it. Are you surprised at all that they got Christmas? Because I remember the Chiefs saying they wanted to be like the Lions or the Cowboys of Christmas. And I thought the commissioner sort of smacked that back like, no, we're not going to do that. And here it is right away this year, Christmas again.
Exactly. No, that's the very discussion we had, too, you know, that the NFL acted like, oh, no, we're going to rotate this around. Now, does that mean that when Mahomes is not around anymore, they're saying we're not going to put you guys on there anymore? We're going to ride this thing out as long as possible. I mean, at this point, nothing should surprise us when it comes to the Chiefs' schedule in terms of holidays and any new windows, you know, any new TV partners. I expect the Chiefs to be on those. You know, the only platform now they don't really have a TV deal with is what, Apple TV at this point. Other than that, they got everybody else locked up. So let's say next year they have some new window with Apple TV. My guess is the Chiefs will be on that. But you know, Clark Hunt, the Chiefs owner, wants Christmas. He also is a big fan of international games. I think he still is on the international committee. So the way the week one game, even against the Chargers, came to be, the Chargers were for it. The Chiefs were for it because it's week one, so they have the time ahead of it. They're not going to really screw over their schedule too much by playing there. And they think there's a huge opportunity, of course, and there is, playing internationally. You know, I think the Chargers are smart for doing that because the Chiefs, frankly, haven't lost at SoFi. And Chiefs fans, much like Bills fans, you know, kind of taken over some of these stadiums out in L.A. or Vegas. And so the Chargers might have a better chance at winning a neutral site game in Brazil, honestly.
Just got to hope the field isn't in shambles.
Wow, that's the thing, man. I know. Yeah, that's
fade
thing.
That. Alex Gold, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, to the point about, you know, recognition by the primetime schedule. 2019, an Allen team. He'd already been here for a year. The schedule came out, and the Bills had 0 night games. They had a Thanksgiving date in Dallas. Late in the season, they had a game flexed to 4:30. But that's the best thing they could do. They never played a night game that year, and that was the first of the string of playoff teams that they've had.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
About, Alex, the offseason in Kansas City overall. Some of the charts are not too flattering about, you know, the pluses and minuses with roster changes to the Chiefs. Of course, like the Bills, they draft late, so you can only do so well. How do you feel? How do you think the consensus sounds about the Chiefs and their changes?
I think they've made it very clear. They think, at least that the offensive side and the wide receiver position group, that last year the issues they had offensively, at least with that group, was injuries. They're banking on the fact that the wide receiver room, the plan to have Hollywood Brown and Worthy and Rice, that was still the right plan, but they didn't stay healthy. And it's a big risk they're taking. But they're saying, no, that's why the offense wasn't explosive. We didn't have all three of those guys on the field together playing at that high level. And so that's basically, their actions have shown they believe that, because they didn't go out offensively from a skill position perspective and really do anything. You know, I was not thrilled. I'm fine with the wide receiver plan. I wasn't thrilled with how they addressed running back. You know, Pacheco is going to be back and healthy. I think he'll have a nice year, but I don't think they should have brought Kareem Hunt back. I think they should have spent a higher draft pick on a running back. I'm not thrilled that they waited till the seventh round to do so. I don't think they have a ton of explosiveness there. That concerns me. And then the big question, and I'm sure you guys are well aware of it, is the left tackle spot, where last year it was a mess. They still won 15 games, but it was a mess. And they rolled the dice in the first round, and I agree with the pick, but it's a dice roll, and that is Josh Simmons, the tackle out of Ohio State, who everybody kind of agrees that if it wasn't for the patellar tendon injury that he suffered at Ohio State in October, he would have been probably a top 15, maybe even a top 10 pick. And so they claim he'll be ready for training camp. I am very skeptical that he doesn't start the season still on the PUP list. So I think it's more about 2026 with him. But they have had five different left tackles start in the five Super Bowls they've appeared in. They've got to get that solved. That's why they swung for Simmons. If he doesn't play week one, then it'll be Jalen Moore, who is the former Steelers, or former 49ers, I'm sorry, left tackle, who is backing up Trent Williams. And that'll be the move for them at left tackle. And the question there is, you know, was he just a backup because he had Trent Williams in front of him? Or was he the left tackle as a backup because he's just not good enough to be a starter? And so there's questions. That's the biggest question. But I think they're better on the defensive side of the ball in the secondary. I will say, I think it's key for them to go and get Christian Fulton, the former Chargers corner, who is going to allow Trent McDuffie to move back inside in the slot, where he's a much better corner. So I actually think they upgraded the cornerback position. But the offensive line, left tackle in particular, is going to be the biggest swing. And I think we'll know in the first month of the season whether or not, whether it's Simmons or Moore, whether or not they kind of solved that problem.
Alex, how much of a handle do you have on what could be coming for Rice as it pertains to the legal stuff? The most I've heard most recently was that it could go another offseason before the courts get around to it. So he might be in the clear for this season. Does that line up with what you're thinking is going on right now?
It is more likely that he doesn't get suspended this year. Not that he'll never get suspended, but as you were saying, that the legal system is really dragging its feet. You know, I think some of that's by design. He hired basically an attorney that's, I think, listed as the fifth most influential person in the state of Texas. He's a state senator. He's Jerry Jones' attorney. Like, I mean, this guy's the real deal. I think this is going to drag on longer. The civil side of it, I believe, is going to get addressed in the next month or two. But that's not the criminal side. And we know the NFL, while they'll do their own investigation, they usually wait nowadays for the legal side to wrap up. So I think there's a real possibility that this is a 2026 suspension. If it is this year, though, as time has gone on, even though there's video evidence, I think it's more and more likely it's not the 6 or 8 game variety. I think we're looking at 4 or less. If I were to guess on what the suspension would be, if in fact that happens this year,
the rookies, you talked about some of it, Alex, running back. I might agree with you about, you know, drafting a running back earlier. Breshard Smith is an interesting prospect, though. It was a year, as I see it, where a lot of really athletic running backs did wait well into Saturday or even went undrafted. I don't know if Martinez ever got picked. I mean, there were a couple guys that. Yeah. I thought I would have liked for the Bills, you know, even by the 7th round. So Breshard Smith and then Jalen Royals. There was a little bit of a flap here involving the Bills GM about, you know, criticism that they don't do more at wide receiver or didn't. And for me, that's simply round 4, and Royals is the name. Like that, maybe he needed to go to Kansas City because his name is Royals. But 4th round, that was a player that interested me, and, you know, the Bills ended up going defense again. How about their 2 rookie skill guys?
Yeah, Royals Chiefs jersey is already very popular, as you can imagine, in Kansas City. Look, Jalen Royals, I think, you know, I know there's been comps to Rashee Rice. I think that's a bit optimistic. We'll see. You know, I think what's nice about him, frankly, is what it means for some other guys. And what I mean by that is I think after training camp, the Sky Moore experiment will finally be over. And that was a disastrous pick a couple years ago. I understand he came up with a catch in the Super Bowl, but still, it was not a good pick. It means that some other guys on the depth chart will get pushed back or not make the team. I think he's potentially somebody to certainly watch. You know, what's the rookie year look like for him? You know, we were given the comps to a wide receiver like DeMarcus Robinson. If I told you that former Chiefs, now Rams wide receiver, wherever he's at now, if you had those kind of numbers, would you take it? And I think I would, and I think Chiefs fans would in a heartbeat. There's definitely some real excitement about what he could develop into. As far as Smith, you know, this is funny. I don't know if you guys deal with this in Buffalo. Anytime there's a late-round draft pick, social media, Chiefs Twitter, text line on the show, they love these guys that to the point where, you know, there'll be one great play at training camp and people start acting like he's going to be a future Hall of Famer, and it's unbelievable at times. But so, look, I it's not even so much Smith that I don't think, you know, he's got some obviously talent and there's some intrigue there. It's just – I don't think when you look at the running back room right now, while nobody is under contract past this year other than, I guess, Smith now when he signs it, Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, they're all in one-year deals. Elijah Mitchell they brought in. I think it's a very crowded running back room, and it doesn't really excite you. I think Pacheco will clearly be the number one running back. And Breshard Smith, if he can pick up pass protection, I think he's got some opportunities on third down to maybe be a Jerick McKinnon type for them for this season. But I, you know, the pick itself, just because they found a 7th rounder in Isaiah Pacheco a couple years ago, there's a lot of fans here that think, well, because they found Pacheco, that it's totally fine they waited till the 7th round, as if now they are the 7th round running back whisperer because one time it worked.
They've got the secret sauce,
Yeah,
and he's good. You know, he's good.
Absolutely.
But I think you want to see the Tony Pollard run out here for Pacheco, where Pollard was very popular, you know, efficient runner, and then he broke his leg. And the next year, he was not the same for Dallas. And we know this because we were all drafting him in the 2nd round. But he was not the same for Dallas than, you know, last year, more like we were used to with Tennessee. So maybe you get that sort of a return to form from Pacheco, who, I mean, Alex, end of last year, it was just not anything.
No, and I do think a full offseason recovery – I do think some people have written him off a little too quick. I actually think he'll have a nice season. But again, he's never been a 1,000-yard back. He was very close, but he's never been a 1,000-yard back. And I think this offense, they need more explosiveness. And I thought an area that they could have found it was running back. It's kind of, honestly, it's like my biggest gripe of the entire offseason. But that's nitpicking a little bit. We'll see what happens.
It's good to have one. it's good to have one thing to complain about. That's the receiver stuff around here, I think. You know, what else is there to pick at?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Nice of you to make time for us, as always.
Oh, for sure, guys. Appreciate it. Good talking to you guys.
All right, same. Alex Gold, 96.5, The Fan in Kansas City. You'll hear him on the BetMGM network from time to time as well. 803-0550 for your calls. How about the Caleb Williams story today? Man, what would we do if our quarterback prodigy had it let it be known that he didn't want to play for us. I mean, we've had, you know, bouts of this over the years. More of a Sabres thing, maybe. But that can't feel good in Chicago today. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Lines are open for you. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.